Yeah, he got this. Dad's a smart guy.
You know, yeah, and like seeing the picture, sort of the bigger picture.
Yeah,
you empathize with the guy.
Why I always thought if your dad and I weren't, you know, on different sides, we'd have been great friends.
Right.
Actually, we were good friends. I've known your dad longer than most people. I've known him 20 years.
I just don't understand why he became so vindictive to his kids, but I guess that's just like par for the course, and I kind of understand it was all one and the same at that point.
It wasn't vindictiveness towards his kids, it's, and this has nothing to do with talking about your dad, it's just experience in divorce cases. It's a bunch of things. He knew he had screwed your mom. He knew your kids were suffering through it. He was probably embarrassed. You know, he had to answer for a lot of stuff that went on, a lot of poverty, a lot of difficult times, a lot of hurt, a lot of inability to survive, inability for him to provide.
Which is like the worst for like somebody from his stock is like the worst.
Right, and he couldn't do it and he had to borrow from his dad to provide for his own kids. He was embarrassed.
Right.
He was angry and he was embarrassed.
Right.
You put those two together, they're volatile.